Hoyu Lefon of Shnei Minei Oichlin. It's about, I guess, 12, 14 lines on the bottom. Hoyu Lefon of Shnei Minei Oichlin. Ubir v'ochol, ubir v'hiniach. So now we moved away from a case of Oichlin and Solus, but there was two different types of foods, and he was bur one for himself and not the other. There was out of the two, he only wanted one. So either it means the pshat bur he was bur and he left one, or it means like Tosfos pshat he was bur v'ocha means for himself, bur v'nich means did it for somebody else. So Rav Ashi Masni Potter. So we have a machlokes whether that case is chayiv or not. So Rav Ashi Masni Potter. Rav Ashi learns Potter. I have a hotoni chayiv. There's a brisa which says chayiv. So the Marsh says, now, the question is which brisa is this referring to? So Rashi said, it's referring to the brisa which you said before, that the brisa said before. Is the law is five chattas. Tosis will have a problem with that. We'll see that what that is in a second. So my answer is loy kasha. Ho be kanon betamchoi ho benapa ukvora. So the brayso which says chayev is referring to benapa ukvora. That which Rashi says potter is referring to kanon betamchoi. So this is significant to us for the fact that, you know, even the more this is, even the more before, in regards to the Braisa felt that this pshat was not, this idea of difference in kanon tamchui and not before wasn't pshat in the Braisa. But the more is saying, but the halacha, the application to halacha is still correct. It's a difference that not before is a chiyuv and kanon tamchui is only part of a lawsuit. So, like I pointed out on Friday, so even the more it's last sleep shotim, the more regards to the language of the Braisa, Abai says the correct language of the Braisa is the last halacha bur v'chol alter. It doesn't mean that these other halachas, these other shotim aren't valid in halacha. And here's right away, you see that the more is assuming that. The other place where you see it is the more the sugar over there in Beya, which we had in the first parak. The more talks about Pesadlus and Oichon Pesadlus, talks about Napa Kora, talks about these other issues. Rashi, the Tosha says, The bias says the pshat in the brisa was per v'ochel la'alter per v'nich la'alter le'babayem le'yivur b'viris nasik v'alotzi v'chayiv chattas. So the final pshat in the brisa was that the brisa was differentiating between la'alter and the babayem. And now we're telling thus that the brisa is talking about a case of napa kvor. So it comes out, let's say a person is bar v'oichol, bar for l'bar b'yom, b'yad, it's potter, according to Rashi's pshat. Because the Braisa was not discussing napa kvar or something else. That wasn't the point of the Braisa. The Braisa was kind of contrasting immediate use and later use. And now we're telling me the case of the Braisa, which this guy was referring to a case of napa kvar. So I say, okay, and the Braisa is telling me a napa kavora for later use is going to be chayiv. B'yad for later use is going to be potter, and napa kavora for immediate use is also going to be mutter. According to this way, Rashi is understanding that if this kavora is referring to the Braisa before, it's going to create. The Braisa before said, for immediate use it's mutter, even though it's an napa kvar, and for later use it's chayiv with an napa kvar. So we're going to come up with the halacha that napa kvar for immediate use is mutter. That's not true. as it brings the Gemara, but the Rebbeya, that Napa Kvara is definitely also even for immediate use. The Rebbeya says, what Tanya Chayiv is not referring back to the previous Brisa, there was a Brisa which said, the Brisa said Chayiv, was simply talking about this, and that other Brisa, it was talking about Napa Kvara. But the previous Brisa, which we quoted before, was not talking about Napa Kvara. And that's talking about some of the case of Bur B'yad, and saying even Bur B'yad, if a person will do it for later on, is going to be Chayim. That's how places understand the Brisa. Okay, the Morse is like this. Gozer Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he told us, Omri, he said the following story. Shabbat to Rav Bibi Havoy. It was Rav Bibi's turn to, Rashi says to me, to serve the other Talmidim. They took turns serving. Miklu Rabbi Ami Rabasi. Rabbi and Rasi came to the meal. Shashara Kamayo Kalkola de Peri. So he put out in front of them a container of peris. The Rashi says he threw it out. He spread it out in front of them, thereby separating all of the items from each other, but not in an act of oichel from solus, just that he was just fanning everything out. V'lo yadana, Sir Dim, it says, I wasn't sure imishum the sabar oichel mitach solus is aser. Imishum ein yafa hu de mechavin. Was this a halachic issue that he held that that there was a problem of even Echem Tavsilis is not mutter, what being that, what I mean, so what's mutter, that nothing's mutter, means he held that wasn't taking it out and putting it out in front of each person. He was concerned that it was not considered the din of Echum, that was not considered for immediate use, because he's serving another person. It's not for his, it's not for him, it's for somebody else, and that's not mutter. We'll see what says in a second. Or the reason why he did it, because the fact you put on this large amount in front of everybody indicates more of a feeling of plenty than each person getting their portion in front of them, etc. So the Rashi says that the issue over here was there was some psoilus in the kakol, there was leaves, etc. And even though when this spreading the whole thing out, so memela the oichel separated from the psoilus, that's mutzer, because the idea is, you know, just fed it, so the leaves landed there, the oichel landed there, etc. Everything landed in its own place. But that wasn't an act of burr, which is an act of throwing it out. And that, you know, that is true in a law, that a person could do that. A person can throw everything out, and as they spread, so now everything is nicker and he can take what he needs. That's not an act of burr. Tosafot says that the question which Rav Dimi was not sure about what Rav Bibi did was, why didn't he do it earlier on, before he brought it out to the table? He separated everything out. But if you come out to the table and put it out into the person, that definitely is part of the Maisa Achila, and that's not, there's no Shalat Abimut. Okay. More says, Chizkia Omer. Chizkia says that Habar Termusim Metach Pselash Shalahen is Chayiv. Termusim is this vegetable which is very bitter and very hard to eat, not easy to eat, and you have to cook it. Um, And the Morse says, we'll see the Morse, that you cook it seven times. You would cook it in the water one time, then you'd pour out the water, you'd cook it a second time, you'd cook it seven times. And by the time you did that, the thing was very mushy, and, you know, the other, it would take out all of the bitterness, etc. You'd have the various parts of the shell, etc., would be floating around in the thing, so you burn the tamusim from the pseudos, it's chayiv. So if you're taking the oichel from the pseudos, then it's still chayiv. That's pretty strange. Marzalema kaserva chizkiya oichel mitar pseudos is also. So he holds oichel from pseudos is also. Marz is not shana tamusim are different. The shalka l'shivizim, you cook it seven times. By that point in time, the oichel has been so cooked out that we don't take the oichel out of the mixture of the water, etc. So mitzvah, the oichel starts to rot. So right now the oichel is not really edible. So it's like you're taking pselus from oichel. See Rashi, how Rashi touches that. See Rashi. Vatanya, it's the last word of the narrow lines. Le'el, we learned in the Brisa before Chayav, the Brisa said Chayav. So, how could Rashi say Potter? And Ve'iba Barra, Munich La'alta, maybe Rashi said Potter in a case where you're doing it for immediate use. Mutter Chachila, that we hold, everybody holds as Mutter. Potter, I will also like it, but there's no case which is only Potter, but it's Potter and Osir. The Brisa said Chayev, Valter is Mutter. So what's the case? So most of the case is Kanuna Tapkoi. Shabbat Adar Bibi Havoi. Yir Yer Meliyas Oymen Mashamash Al Tamidim. It was his day to be Mashamash Al Tamidim. Came along Rab Ami and Rab Asi. Bashar Kamayo, he threw it in front of them. Well, I wrote to liver Ha'Oichel Mitecha Ol, and didn't want to pick out the Oichel from the leaves. To give each one his own portion. El Shotkon, he spread it out. Each person took whatever they wanted. And by throwing it out, spreading it out, that separated the oichel from the psalms, making it accessible. Bertram Musim, Lachash Shotkon, after you cook them excessively. You take the oichel out of the shell. And he said, Chaya. The Morse says, must be hold the oichel mitech. He says, also. Morse says, no. The shokel shibazimni. Lamatkan, you cook it seven times, or you cook it excessively seven times. Lamatkan to sweeten it. Ve'ilo shakle le'la oichel. Mitech ha'pselis. If you don't take the oichel out of the pseudos at that point in time, it's become very soft and it's like nimuk is like to rot, loses all substance to it, becomes like, you know, very, very pliable. Because it's been cooked so many times, therefore misrach. So even the oichel right now will be will spoil immediately. Pehilkach oichel nami calls man shavuder by havek ipsalus. So the oichel is also ipsalus. So now the question is: so what's the problem? Is there nisa being bar ipsalus from ipsalus? Pashas of Allah, there is no wisser being beris or pselus from pselus. So what exactly is this problem? Especially saying chayiv. Why is it chayiv?
I understand why I understand that it will become pselus, but I understand why at this point is it pselus.
In the state that it's in, it's not edible. You have it, you know, because it's gonna rot immediately. So it's like you have to do something to make it into an oichel stone. That's how we're looking at it. You know, l'chumra, we're saying it's like, since right now you if you don't do something to save it, it's gone. It's gone already. Until you do something to save it. Umiyu oichel hu, but it is an oichel. Machmirin alele mehavi hahu de shochel kipselis in tachel. We give it a chumrah as if the one who's taking it is taking oichel kipselis from oichel. Pash is the way that loshen would read. It's the loshen chiyuv before it wasn't a full fledged chiyuv, but the chiyuv chat is it meant some chiyuv to rabban or whatever. Okay, that is the one. The first Rashi says. Rashi says a pshat like this: Mishasholkon pamachas. After you pour, you cook them one time. Memarkin umarin oison hamayim. You would stop it. Maybe I should mention memarkin means to finish. I'm not sure exactly what the finishing means. I guess it means you stop the process. You throw out the water, pour out the water. Ubur habasulos shalahen. Gracious, I said, pull it. Then you check for the ones which are wormy, etc. Like we do for beans. Apparently, they would do it after they cook them because it's easier to tell. They swell, etc. It's easier to tell. As long as you have shishim, it's not a problem. You take those out, and the other ones, you put a lot of water in, you'll have shishim connected them. V'chei b'chol pavapam. Each time you would do that. V'zeh ber ha'oichol. I think Rashi is saying, and this person, what he did was, is opposed to taking out the ones which are undesirable, the mesulos. He was buried the oichel, he left the psalis. Vi lo shokule misruch. In other words, so our gear says we loy shakli lay, which means a lotion of taking. He flips around the lamed and the kuf, and he says lotion of if you don't cook it, it's going to be misruch gersina. So therefore. Hilchok mishasholkum pamayim b'sholos, just cooking them two or three times. Chasher le pselus, they consider pselus hoil be'ishavik luhu, hachi lahar sholik luhu, misrichi. So even though he's taking the ones which are not masulos, and in other words, he's taking the oichel from the pselus, which since right now, if he does not show them another time, they're not usable. So they're also. They're also considered pseudless at this point in time. So he's taking, even though he's taking the ones that he, the oichel ones, in the sense of the ones which are not masulos, but they're considered pseudless in the fact that they still need to have a process of shlika being done to them. Kishuhu noitlon mitoch sharminim gruyim hamurabim behem. So since, but as you're taking from them, which the, from the other ones which are even less desirable, we deal it with it. It's kaselis v'teich echol dami. The hanu sharminim loy misruchi. The garmelahu b'shulayu pam rishon or b'shniya. For some strange reason, the mesulos. Now I'm not sure exactly what they would cook them one or two times, or the ones which are to say undesirable, the harder ones, whatever it is, or the I don't know the those. You cook them once or twice and they'd be done. So those are more edible than the ones you're going to eventually eat, which you have to require much more cooking. So it ends up with the interesting metzius that the ones you're taking, which you're eventually going to use right now, are less edible than the other ones, therefore, since they're echel b'tepsalus. That's Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu Halevi, Garis, Rashi says when one is Rebbeim, is Garis to be e shkilu le misruch. As you take it, if you don't take it, it's a misruch, but as you take it, it's nisruch. What does that mean? Kishenot loy, as you take it, nimuach bein etzpes, they would fall apart from all of the tzitzkuzim would fall apart. Benimos, and it was nimos, become mius. Therefore, the one you take is the pselus. Vanisher havi oichel, but the ones which are inside, which are in the water, are still fine. Ad shechayzav benot loy. So you take them and they fall apart. Now I don't send them at sea, so which one do you eat? It doesn't mean it's nimos. So unless it means like as you take it, like some of the falls off, but the part of it remains good. But since you're taking the whole thing and part of it becomes unusable, whereas other ones inside are still being boiled up by the water and they might be more usable. So this ends up being like pselus and oichel, even though you're taking the one to eat. So I'm not sure how to understand exactly his metzias either, exactly what the metzias is. It sounds like only more. The only thing which has this metzias is termusim. Yes, I don't know what termusim are, so I'm not sure how again this halacha ma'isa. Okay, probably. But pselus and pselus, the ma'aseh halacha is it's not considered barer. It's the geya. If you put, we'll see. It's the geya, a halacha at the beginning of Perek Tarlin, that you have the sifter holding on to the pselus and letting some stuff through, and which acts as pselus also, and that's mutter. Even though it's pselus from pselus, it's mutter. That's the gay your strainer in your sink. You know, lets the water down and it holds. So there's the pselus of the water going down the drain, and there's the pselus which stays in the strainer. So why aren't there a problem of barer when you use your strainer on Shabbos? Because pselus from pselus is not barer. You know, this will get thrown out down the drain. This gets thrown out into the garbage can, but they both get thrown out. So that's why there's pshat that the one you take out, you know, looks the mesilos remain, and those are pselus, and the ones you take out, you know, they're nimuach and nisrach, and they're the pselus. So good, so it's pselus and pselus. What's the problem? But that's why. The metzias, exactly how this thing works, I don't understand. But you have to learn that one is having better than the other, because pselus from pselus is not a problem. I'm not proving to you from your strainer. I'm just telling you that's the whole giving an application. It would not be so. Your strainer would be a problem. Just one thing. That first brisa, ha'yulafan of mini oichlim, and the brisa of Rama says ha'yulafan of shnei mini oichlim. So Rashi learns it's referring to the same brisa. In other words, you could have learned the brisa ha'yulafan of mini oichlim, and there was other things, you know, with the psalus, etc. And the brayer part is the oichlim from the psalus. Rashi is saying that this brisa is being quoted later on, I was saying that the bearer was the one echo from the other. That there was too many echlim, and he was mabarer one, and etc. So Tosfos brings the rental that the Tosfos brings that the gear says how you the fun of shemini echlim, and that's he brings from the Ben Chananel, that one oichel from another one is considered berer. At this point, and he brings Yerushalmi, which is much of that also. In other words, as opposed to the Girsa, which we have in the Gemara, probably the fun of many oichlim, Tosfos actually alludes to this Brisa is not the later Brisa, with regards to the concept that Rashi is putting into the Brisa, that the Brisa is discussing Burr of one oichel from the other and giving the status of the undesirable oichel at this point in time, the status of Psarlis, up to the point of Chiev, that this Brisa is saying that also. So Tosfos has that in the Girsa of the Brisa, even though it's not the later Brisa. Rashi doesn't have it in the Girsa of the Brisa. Rashi learns that when quoting it later on, it was referring to that back to that Brisa. This means that Brisa was talking about too many oichel. Okay.